Hey guys, welcome to the podcast, episode 551. This is Big Time on the Show. Right away, use code WCB2023. That's a code.
Get you some goodies.
All the products we talk about in this show, you can save some money with that code.
Wait, it's 2023?
It is. Ooh. This is the first episode of 2023. Right, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Hey, it is.
Yeah, it is
the first episode. Welcome to the new year. How different does it feel?
Yeah, you're going to be writing 2022 for the next month or two, but that's okay. We'll get there.
That code, I think, bleeds over a little bit, but don't mess up. If it doesn't work, put a three on it.
Yep, try her.
How's your guys' year so far, huh? Doing pretty good? How many times? Oh, never mind. I was going to go deep. Keep a tally. New year. Keep a tally. Every time you get laid with your wife, put a dollar in a pot, buy her Christmas gifts at the end of the year. You can do that now. Start in. How many times she let you go hunting? Put a dollar in the pot.
That depends on what she's going to get for Christmas. That's a good thing to do, boys.
Working, I like that.
Working
like
man's that blues, am I right?
Got to play to win.
How you doing, Doug?
Pretty good.
You got to play to win. Oh, that's great. The podcast is very thankful to have you here. You thought I was going to go somewhere else.
Thank you.
Switch out. Wait, what?
Glad you can make it.
We're starting off the new year very well, and what better way to start off the podcast season with season new year with Joe Umphreys and Nick from Big Time?
No better way.
Did we ever say Joe Umphreys without saying his last name?
I don't think so.
Noted. All right.
It just has a ring to it.
Do you mean you ever say Joe without saying Joe Umphreys? Is that what you mean?
No, I said, do we ever say Joe Umphreys without saying his last name?
Yeah.
Big Time Joe.
Pay attention, Lee.
I'm sorry.
You're new here.
Keep up. Been drinking. Can't help.
Lee is in here. Chris J's in here also helping me and Doug with these intros in this podcast.
This is helping out.
We're doing the business, but we're kind of BSing. This podcast was a ton of fun.
Lots of fun.
A lot of new products get introduced in this. Some very exciting stuff that we're very proud of. Mm-hmm. Very clever plays on words and marketing and great products on the way. We're very excited about this and what's to come this frost seeding season, spring food plot season, fall food plot season.
Lots of big stuff coming.
Be here before you know it.
We're pumped about this. This is exciting. Doug, how you feeling about the new year?
Feeling great.
Yeah?
Yeah, feeling really good.
Bringing in the new year, coming in. What's on your mind? What are you doing? What's the lady situation looking like? What's up with that?
It's good. We're good.
2023 is looking bright, huh?
I think so, yeah.
Are you going to, so this trade show season, you don't have to punch tags?
No.
It's just one tag.
You can stop using that term.
Over and over again.
Just continually
just
punched.
The same tag over and over again.
Okay, we're moving on. Okay, Doug doesn't want to play that game.
Okay.
Do me.
All right. This week we're talking about Elite Archery. They are the title sponsor of the Working Class Bowhunter podcast. And this week we are showcasing not the flagship bows, because not everybody goes for the flagship bows.
No.
We're talking the Basin RTS package. It's ready to shoot package, and that is a bow you can get for 700 bones ready to go. You buy it, it ships to your place, or you get it from a local dealer, whatever. You don't buy it online. You go to a local dealer, get it, it's ready to rock. So everything you need, it's a perfect bow to just get you going. And I feel like people overlook these packages that bow companies offer, and then they stress out, especially a new archer, what this, that, and the other do I have to get? This, you can grab it, be ready to go. It's a 32, just over 32 inches axle to axle, just under a 7-inch brace height, 3.9 pounds, 16 to 30-inch draw length, 20 to 70-pound peak weights. That's crazy. Up to 80% let off, 315 feet per second. Left or right-handed or other, whatever that is, whatever you identify as, you can get a bow for you.
Jacob Johnson couldn't shoot that bow.
Ambidextrous.
Yeah, he's also
Neither could I. Neither could I.
But what's your drawing?
31. Yeah.
But hey, listen, like,
it's still amazing. It's amazing how, I mean, it will fit 95% of the people besides me and Jacob, basically.
Yeah. Hey, just have different bodies.
Yeah. Just don't be so lank.
I mean, I wish I could.
Change it.
The podcast is also brought to you by Huntworth. Huntworth, we have a code WCB15. You can get this. This one is the showcase product of the episode, the Saskatoon vest.
Oh.
Look nice. Good in whatever. Say you got a working class Bowhunter American made hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's warm. It's comfortable, right? But you want to take your warmth 30% more.
Boom.
Whoa.
Your arms are still just cold, but your body,
yeah.
you're fine though.
It's all about that movement though. You got to have that movement,
dude. Dexterity. You got to hit some dude in the mouth because he talks to your wife because she's hot. Yep. Because you got this Huntworth vest on. Hit him in the mouth. Turn around. High five, Doug. Comb your mustache. The Saskatoon vest from Huntworth. Huntworthgear.com. Use code WCB15. There you go.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Fighting people off you.
Yep.
Actually, that vest is the shit. All seriousness. Vest and hoodie might be my new jam for 23.
And
look out.
If you're not fighting people off you, you're losing. You just run in the woods and hide and you blend
up. Can't see it. Can't even see it.
Just tuck your arms in if that's all you got is the vest.
Doug, are you saying you're not going to win fights?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
If you lose.
Hey, listen, you're just a pair of arms out there floating around in the woods.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like, or just wear a boost jacket and have all your arms. Code WCB15. Huntworth actually is awesome. We kid around, we do the ads, make them lighthearted, but it's a great company. We're very proud to be with them. And dude, it's killer shit from mountain lion hunting to Africa to negative 33 degrees with wind chill on a late season whitetails. We've put it through the ringer, and I think it's proven itself. Mm-hmm. Podcast also brought to you by Loophole. We know binoculars, we know rangefinders, we know spotting scopes, right? You know, we talk about it. That's what Loophole's known for. Rifle scopes, all the goods. We get that. We get you know that. But I bet you're overlooking the performance eyewear from Loophole, and we're here to tell you. And we can't always pronounce all the names of the products we wear. We just know it's good shit. And we think it's Katmai. Katmai.
Yep, I like it. Yep, Katmai.
Katmai.
Katmai. That's what I'd go with.
I go matte black, shadow gray lenses is my jam. I got a fat head. These fit me nice. It's a square look to a big head, and I like that look. But if you don't like that look, they have plenty of other styles for you. It's performance eyewear. It's awesome. They're polarized. They're the shit. They fit comfortable.
Fight the sun.
Best eyewear I've ever had.
Dude, don't
and
let
I've,
it.
I've had it all.
You have.
Best.
You
best.
Seem like an Oakley D-bag.
Oh, I had them at some point.
Yeah. I can see that.
I never had white ones.
Okay.
Never white, had white ones. I had black ones.
Liar.
Don't be wearing white Oakleys upside down on the back of your hat on a boat this summer. Don't be that guy. Get a pair of Loophole shades, and if you're a single man, and press lays this year. Don't be another douchebag, right, Doug?
Yeah, and then you can block out the haters.
Yeah.
Oh, standing out.
Nice.
Yeah. Block out the haters.
I do got to say, though, I bought a new muzzleloader this year, and I've got a Loophole on it. Golden.
Okay.
Love it.
It should be golden.
We're talking about sunglasses.
It's got that gold ring on it.
Sunglasses.
Gold
I mean,
ring.
That has that
gold
to do
ring.
With it.
Blinded by the gold. No, Loophole is awesome. The performance eyewear is a newer thing. It's been out a few years now, a couple years. I feel like just not utilizing it, but I'm seeing it more and more. Like, mm-hmm. I run into people like, you got the Loophole. It's like, yeah, I did get the Loophole.
I still feel like there's a lot of people that don't even realize that that's even a thing.
When I wear them, I still have people like,
where'd you get those?
Sunglasses on? I'm like, yeah, recognize.
You're damn right.
And their quality at a good price point. I mean, they're cheaper than Oakley or the high end brands.
Yeah.
And they're better quality, in my opinion.
You're spending money on Pit Vipers? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Get your shit together.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, listen. What says I get no pussy like a pair of pit vipers?
Yeah, this ain't 2015 or whatever.
Tell me you've never owned a pair of pit vipers.
No, he's been wearing pit vipers since until we got little.
It's a different company because I'm cooler.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. The podcast also brought to you by Spy Point Trail Cameras. The new Flex is out, and they have the Flex Bundle, which is out. It's a new bundle. Comes with a solar panel, an SD card, and what's a Spy Point trail camera without a trail camera in the package? So you get that. It's a shit. $214 US. You get a whole package, everything you need. The Flex
year end sale.
Probably the easiest camera to set up and rock with. All sorts of goodies. We're doing a podcast coming up with them soon. Give you your updated trail cam tips from our boy Trent Marsh. He kind of hated on your guys' sticks last year, if you remember. Don't put sticks behind your trail cameras. Trent will come and remove your sticks every
Have you
Christmas.
Seen the company that makes like a wedge?
Yes.
Like,
yeah, okay. What?
They make like a silicone or a plastic wedge instead of using a stick. You can buy these to put behind your camera.
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much are those?
Yeah, I'm going to buy that.
$19.99.
Is it really?
Did you pull it up that fast?
Yes. Are you shitting me? Chris has six of them.
$20.
Chris just walked himself into a job at Working Class Bone.
No big deal.
First of all, fuck that company.
Yeah, that's
and
what I'm
just
saying.
Buy a Spy Point and listen to Trent's advice and set it up correctly. Just, Just don't do that, okay? Spy Point Trail Cams, thanks for the support, guys. And Novix Tree Stands, made in USA.
USA. USA. USA.
Don't sign a waiver that says, if you fall and die, we're not reliable for your death. Just buy good products like Novix.
Correct.
Absolutely.
I don't know why that's a thing. I'm hearing more people say they've bought a certain brand and had to sign a waiver.
I can't believe that's a thing.
That's new to me. I'm not going to lie.
Never heard of it.
I've heard of it several times from other casting companies, too, back in the day, which we'll get into at another time. But we're talking about Novix right now. We're talking about get something you feel confident in. Get something that's made here. Get something that's made by hunters and working class people that put it together. Our family at Novix, use code WCB22. I don't know if that code's still active. Should be. If not, we'll get you another one for the year.
We'll get you new.
We're talking about the Echo this year. That's a bigger platform offered by Novix. A little more comfy, a little heavier, but not much heavier than the Hilo. But I think the comfort over weight for a lot of guys wins them over and has them in the Echo. I killed my buck this year out of an Echo. And love it.
And they're quiet in cold weather.
Yeah.
I've got some hot stands.
So quiet.
That I've been sitting in this cold weather. You know, we're over Iowa season now, but I was sitting there late season and I'd shift a little bit and just clink.
Nope.
And I'm like,
can't have it. You're sitting in a big beagle tree stand. You can't have that. No big beagles.
Yep. Even flipping the seat. Even flipping the seat up and everything. Like everything is so quiet on that stand. I killed both my deer out of that stand. Exactly.
Yeah, dude. It doesn't get no better, man. Hmm. It don't get no better. Check them out. Novix Tree Stands. Tell them your boys at Working Class Bowhunter sent you on over.
Tell them.
And give them a high five if you can. Great people.
Great people.
Listen to the podcast last week. You'll know it's great people there. Doug, you got a veteran shout out in this?
I have one.
MF-er.
You going to limp through it or you got it?
Does anyone else do ads like we do ads?
Not that I know of.
I'm happy with it, all right?
Yeah, it's
just that good.
I'm having a good time.
Okay, this was submitted by JT Gobbler.
Shout out to JT.
And the veteran is Caleb Huggins. It says, pretty easy to pronounce unless you're Doug.
I like this guy.
Says, Caleb is my best friend. We were both each other's best man at our weddings. He helped me with my gender reveal for my son. And he's just an all-around stand-up guy. Get the shirt off his back kind of dude. He does HVAC and plumbing for a living. And during the Marines, he was a generator mechanic. He spent about a year and a half from his wife and young kid while deployed. Mm. This year, Caleb got it done on a heavily pressured public land with a nice 8-pointer. Thank you for your service and all the help you've done with my house and being a great friend. This is good. It says, he drinks Miller Lite, though. Fag.
I love the ball busters and the veteran shout-outs.
That's great.
So thanks always for spending that, JT, and thank you for your service, Caleb.
Thanks, Caleb, for your service, man. Congrats. Cheers to you, brother. Too. Awesome. Cheers, Caleb, guys.
Drink Bush Light, though.
Cheers.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. Yeah, don't. What are you, 40?
Hey, Miller Lite's not that bad.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you. Let's kick off 2023 with a bang, and it's going to be a good season for each and every one of you. First episode of the year, you're getting yourself some luck of the podcast right here. We appreciate you guys. Enjoy the episode.
I'm Chase Rolfson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody. It's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys. This is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
It is episode 551 of the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. That is one episode closer to episode 600.
See.
Kirk Ayers in the house.
Eric Hammond.
Doug Schmidt.
Austin Chandler.
And we have guest co-host Frank from Novix.
He just nodded.
And then we have two fine young gentlemen from Big Time.
Good looking.
You got that wrong on both counts.
But
I'm complimenting you. You're on our show. What we say goes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joe Humphries.
Nick Ingles.
Thanks for being here, fellas.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to talk about some stuff today, huh?
We've got some big news, man. This is a little bit different than we've ever done before, where this is kind of like what I have for you is kind of like what I take to a line review for one of my buyers to put into a retailer store.
It's very official looking on the table right now on the studio table.
Official looking stuff.
It's very straight. And
Joe is very professional.
Yeah, put together.
Very nice.
Yeah. I will say I do appreciate Frank and Novix and Big Time and Joe and Nick, you guys coming to us to record. I think we're kind of like holding the flag for most in-studio guests of all podcasts right now. So I appreciate you guys making the effort to be here. So I don't think we do that often enough. Thanking people for coming to us.
Yeah, we appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
We honestly just heard that it was fried shrimp night at the restaurant across the street. So.
But really delicious, for the record. Shout out to Depot in New Windsor, Illinois, if you guys are ever coming through.
Definitely, the burger was tasty.
Dude.
The bacon had, like, grease sizzling on it when they brought it. It was awesome.
Just don't call the Depot in Donahue.
You ever had a bad meal at the Depot in New Windsor?
Nope.
I'm bad, 1,000.
Dude.
Pretty good.
Joe, you had a couple meals there?
Yeah. The wings are awesome. I was going to go with catfish because the Lord said so, and then
delish.
Shrimp was the special, so.
Dude, their specials are good.
Got to.
Chicken fried steak is also the shit if you're ever going to be there. Anyway, moving on. Big Time, thank you for being a partner. We appreciate that. Use code WCB2023.
And WCB2023 is now live. 22 is live until the end of the year, but we went ahead and opened up the 23 in case anybody wants to jump the gun.
I like that.
It's the same discount.
Right.
You're not getting it.
Not doubling it up.
It's just one number off.
You just look like a type A mobile hunter if you're using the 2023 and 2022. Shout out to you. I think this launches in 2023 anyway. So if you somehow used it already, you're a fucking genius.
Right.
Perfect. And you can see the future. Joe, what's going on with Big Time? You got a lot of stuff on this table.
Man, we got a lot of stuff going on.
What's first?
What do we start with?
Phenomenal year.
Let's taper in. Can we taper in?
We can. I don't know what that means.
Start little. None of it's little.
Everything's.
I never start little. It's balls deep or nothing at all.
Throttle in then, buddy. I'll let you.
Give her the beans. Let's go.
He just never gives me the mic.
Give her the beans.
Give me this thing.
Listen, I'm too busy hosting and drinking and getting.
You're trying to
hey,
be
Kurt,
on one.
Kurt,
you're
shut
trying
up.
To, you're trying to be a shower. We're trying to be growers, you know? Starting.
Literally, the product says.
No, it was.
There's
nothing little. It was another insane year for us. Right. Yeah. I think we have that conversation every year where it's just.
Good.
Exceeds everything that we thought we were going to do. But my boy Daryl Cherry has been hard at it on new products for 23. We've been going pretty hard and kind of wanted to shift gears a little bit. On the feed side, we feel like we want to be. You can only go so far. We've got the three blends. You can find something that you want within those three.
Mm-hmm.
The food plot has been phenomenal for us. It's been going for 2 years now. I think we have a little bit of an addition that we'll talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
But we really wanted to make our attention focused on attraction and complementary to what we have on the market already for 23. So no one knows about this yet. So this is the official launch.
Okay.
It's shown.
You heard it here first.
Exactly. Thank you, Doug.
Sorry.
I don't know why you yelled at. I don't know why you screamed it at him.
Sorry.
I got excited.
He's been really excited.
20 minutes.
Excited. Well, he's been eating half the samples over
I enjoyed
here,
so. It. I enjoyed it. I'm not mad at your.
My tine is growing.
Extra big tine.
It's going to fall off in 3 months. Don't worry about
it. Oh. It'll come back.
But this is a little bit different than we've ever done before, where basically you guys are going to get to see, feel, touch, smell. Taste. All the new products before it's even offered at ATA, because that's the official launch. So kind of a cool deal. Mm-hmm. Wanted to give you guys the first dibs on it.
Pretty well. I like it, man. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that. So let's
dive in.
Ooh, dude, you hit me with a zinger before we hopped in the studio that I did not expect.
Which one's that?
That little black bag sitting in front of you.
There's a burnt spoon in there, too.
Can we just... what?
So, literally, I brought this into one of my line reviews, and apparently the buyer was a Pulp Fiction fan.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Because John Travolta always carries his little black baggie with him. He's like, is there a burnt spoon in there?
He said that?
Yeah. I'm like,
no.
No.
I don't think so.
Know what this is a business meeting,
but
sir.
But it's kind of cool. Kind of cool. Well, the little black pouch is actually the first thing we'll talk about. So the first product we're really getting outside our comfort zone in 2023, because we've always been known for Cherry Rush.
Outside the comfort zone, okay.
We're not afraid to do that.
I like it.
You know, we were kind of the first ones to the market with a cherry-flavored anything, being the feed and the aroma that you have in our feed. And, you know, always before then it was like apple or persimmon or, you know, the basics. So we came out with cherry. We felt it was time that we kind of dive outside those parameters and maybe start looking at more regionalized flavoring or across the country. I'm
gonna burp. You're doing good.
Why'd you look at me?
I felt it coming.
Hey, Eric, what's wrong? Is the back door unlocked?
I don't know. I didn't come in the back door.
We got a buddy coming over.
Surprise buddy?
You want me to go?
Yeah, if you don't mind. If you don't mind.
That sounds.
We have a friend coming over. Cool. He'll be in 45 minutes.
In 45 minutes?
Yeah. Good dude. You'll like to meet him. You'll like to meet him, actually. He's a dude that was going to do some test plot stuff for you.
Okay. Cool.
Good guy to have. I just want to make sure he texts me. Hey, I'm on my way. I want to meet them guys.
So, right okay. on.
Door's open for you, buddy.
So, that being said, we're coming out with Triggered, which is going to be, technically it's still a feed, but you know it's becoming in a 5-pound bag.
Okay.
So there's the bag for you.
There's the bag. Dude, that is sick.
Mm. So
By the way, great marketing on the bags.
Good looking bag.
Clean.
That is a good looking bag.
Well, we're always trying to stay relevant and everyone's concerned about getting someone triggered.
I love it, dude.
And I think I had a couple beers or something that night. It was like somebody might have been talking about Trump on the news or something. And
yeah.
Everyone's triggered. And, well, this is going to trigger reaction from your deer. So, like,
dude,
screw triggered. It. Let's put it on the
protein on the bag. Mineral name it. Attractant. Triggered.
And the great thing about it, I mean, the triggered is going to be an immediate response. So, you know, you're not taking a 40-pound bag of feed out to get things going. If you just want to get a camera out there, if you have a new property.
You're bringing the
camera. You want to carry a 5-pound bag out and put it right in front of the camera. You're good to go.
I love it, dude.
You're going to bring
that. That's where this little black bag comes in.
Okay, with the burnt spoon in it?
With the burnt spoon. So, with Triggered, we're going to offer that in the Cherry Rush that everyone loves the smell.
Yes.
But we're also going to have that offered in Orange, Persimmon and pear.
No shit.
So orange, a lot of people in the Midwest are like, why the hell would you have orange? That's a big craze in Texas. And
oranges.
Florida. For whatever reason, they love orange down there. And we tested up here. The deer, it's not like they're shying away from it, but that's kind of the craze down there. We're always trying to stay relevant and
different spots.
Trendy.
Interesting.
So these are all the smells. And aromas.
What?
Smelling.
So what do you want to start with?
Orange. Orange.
Let's go orange.
Orange for sure.
Yeah, you started.
So
Joe,
we don't need Cherry Rush.
Joe's got a black shady case full of sticks of smells.
Look like test tubes.
Vials. They got vials.
You should see me going on in an airport with this. This is a good time. You want
what? So what is in this, orange. Joe? Like, what is creating the smell? Is it like essential oils? What the fuck is in there?
There is essential oils. Okay. But it is a dry flavoring that's going to be added to the Triggered.
Okay. So this is orange first. Doug's going to get it first.
Don't get too close.
It'll
hit you.
It smells like orange.
Really smelling salts going on over here.
Oh, dude. We need to get some smelling salts in the studio. It says orange on it. Is this like a powder?
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
I can read. Creative name. I like it.
Yeah.
Creative name.
I'm going to laugh and it's going to like dust out. Oh, that's nice.
Let me see.
It's like a pixie stick.
When it gets to Eric, then I'll start the next one. So the next one that Doug's going to get is persimmon.
I like that. I got to smell my bush.
I'm interested on the persimmon.
I don't really know what a persimmon
is. Is this a taste test?
Or it's a COVID test, actually.
Dude, that orange. Dump that in your mouth. Dump that in your mouth, Eric. What if we eat this? Will it kill us?
No.
Is there anthrax in it?
It's like the time Steve drank the happy hour liquid.
Yeah,
Steve did. It's not a good idea.
persimmon.
It's not going to taste very
What's
good.
What's a persimmon smell like?
That.
I don't even know what a persimmon is.
That's nice.
That is nice.
That's for our southern gentlemen.
Dude, if you made a nut lotion and persimmon.
For your bag?
Dude.
Your
bag.
Straight to nut.
By for trick. Bees. I like the orange. Very nice.
Oh, I like persimmon better than
what's
the orange.
This, what's this one?
For hair's your bag.
Hair's coming around now.
Oh. That's nice.
I didn't know that's what persimmon you know smelled like.
That's not bad either.
What is a persimmon?
It smells like a stripper, like a little dude.
Southern a fruit tree.
Yeah, it's, well, I like the pear. Which one's this?
Yeah, a little
pear.
Bit.
Where's pear popular in, Joe?
No I one love, has a pear flavor anything.
I love fucking
which was,
pears.
Which was kind it. Of our next kind of like the cherry.
You like to do what?
I love ooh, pears.
Pear's nice too.
But here's the thing with the pear. My dad, Burley Raj, has always had the pear tree in his backyard.
Oh.
There's always deer in it. There's always everything. I mean,
whoa, that smells good too.
I'm a persimmon guy.
That persimmon, that smells like a nice stripper.
Ooh, I like
I mean,
what
I never smelled a stripper.
It's a note of love spell along with a fruity aftershock.
Right, dude. You put some glitter in that, game over.
Oh, shit. It'd be a good stripper name.
Glitter?
Persimmon.
Persimmon.
There's a pear. Lot of strippers named Glitter.
Orange.
That pear is nice, isn't it? Persimmon's my favorite, though, number one so far.
I like the pear.
So. Yeah, so far.
Well, in terms of, you know, regionalization, we kind of felt like the cherry rush would be across the board.
For sure.
Orange would be going to Texas, most likely. Persimmon would be southeast. And then the pear would be more Midwest
yeah.
to Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of relevancy of people relating to
cherry, cherry would make sense widespread if guys have already been using
right.
Big Ten for supplemental feed.
Yeah.
It kind of applies to their area. Okay. Wow.
Amazing.
I like them all. Refreshing.
I'm not
studio
mad.
Smells great.
I like the pear.
I thought it would be strong, potent, but not that pleasant.
Well, you got to remember, though, that's the smell. The aroma you're going to get, but that's also the flavoring in the package as well.
God damn, so mix them all together. Have some fruity that. Pebbles out there for these damn deer.
There you go.
I like that, man. I do like idea. That. Illinois, we can't supplemental feed, so I don't have any experience on like positive or negative reaction to what flavor right. would do well. Austin, I know, and Frank, I wish we could all do it, but we can't, and that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Austin can do it now.
I have been feeding in Iowa.
You can in your Iowa farm, yeah.
I yeah. fed several pallets worth.
Yeah, you really underestimated how much those deer were going to
eat. They were hungry.
That was kind of fun watching Austin realize how many bags
it's crazy,
have
ain't it?
I've never deer. Fed before, and I went through a pallet in like 3 weeks. I'm like, I'm going to need some more.
is it okay if I get more? Yeah, let's go, man.
They hungry.
They were annihilated.
Once they find it, good night.
Yeah. Gone.
So that
that's exciting, dude. That's awesome.
No,
and
we had some major retailers pick it up already, so that I can't mention
okay,
just yet.
Okay.
But yeah, it's everyone's excited about it. You know, the testing has gone really, really well. There's not really one flavor that's winning out over any others.
Not yet.
I kind of want to smell them again.
Not even cherry.
You know what?
Cherry's not just because it has a head start a little bit. I kind of want. Can I have persimmon again?
Yeah. If you guys want to hit them again,
do you guys do like side by sides? Like, do you put four feeders out with a flavor in each one to see if a deer will suck
yeah.
down more of?
Yeah,
one
we another? Were we were pouring them out just four different piles and.
No real difference in any of them.
It was hard to say, they went to the cherry first. I mean, it was kind of a mingling of it.
Yep.
Dude, I just love it.
My personal favorite is the pear.
You like the pear or the pear?
I really like the pear.
I'm between the pear and the persimmon.
I like persimmon. Dude, it kind of smells like a supercharged Flintstone vitamin.
Yeah. Now, that's the – in that jar right there, that's the final product there. So it's going to be –
I want to sprinkle it in
so
my
this
bourbon.
This is the cherry final product.
This smells like a pixie stick.
Yeah. Sprinkle it in my bourbon a little.
Orange.
So there's a lot of spinoffs for this for you guys. There's like car air fresheners. There's body wash with these smells.
I don't know if we want to go that far down the road.
Please go that far.
You're talking about some ball bomb,
dude.
Ball
do you not bomb, like money? Give me some utter bomb, dude. I put these on my
that might be on the WCB page on the Big Kind website,
dude.
You can get a shampoo. Off, you can roll off the ball bomb with that next bag right there.
The ball bomb.
Here's
kind of hard to say.
Spin off on that. Right,
we're smelling the super concentrated stuff, but we're also smelling the triggered final product.
And big difference.
Even though we're talking about like. This smells like a stripper. Yes, it smells strong because we're smelling the concentrated.
I think pear's my favorite too.
But the triggered version smells like it actually smells like pretty natural.
I mean, if anybody's ever used the cherry on top, you know that's
then they know.
That's a, yeah, then they know.
You
know
it is what it is.
It is.
No, it does have an. It's not that. Like a deer's not going to be like that's perfume.
No.
Right.
You know
they're going to take a lick of it and be like, God damn, that's good.
Tastes like persimmon.
Paying at it. But that's the nice part about this pour and shoot. You know, the term is pour and shoot, where typically in feed states or bait states,
yeah,
they take a 5-pound bag out, dump it out, and
there it is.
Wait for it. Mm. But this is also going to have our nitro mineral associated with it in the feed, as well as prebiotics. So it's going to make them want to eat more.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's for gut health and digestibility and absorption into the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just that.
Attractive instant. Part of it.
Right. You've got the attractive part, but we're still kind of going back to our roots with full nutrition on that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Very cool, dude. I love it. I love it. Dude, you have, I don't know, a Big Time, if they're not, as a company as a whole, is not thankful for you and your team. They need to be, because I feel like you've kind of, shifted the game and the outlook on, feeding deer.
Well, what did you say in the beginning? Joe made feeding deer cool again?
Well, I don't know if feeding deer was ever cool.
No, I don't think it ever was.
Oh. But you made it cool. Like, you've really, with Big Time, you've created, a community with a company that never had a community before. Like, when the fuck have you ever seen a company that does supplemental feed and food plot seed have people, flying the flag of that brand like what you have created? I don't know if it's ever happened the way that you've done it. Really?
You're cool.
You see dudes wearing Big Time hats when they walk around trade shows, wearing Big Time shirts, wearing Big Time hats,
see,
posting pictures of Big Time bags. Why the fuck do they feel
that?
That's
what makes me feel good. If we're flying out to go somewhere and I go to the Indianapolis airport and I see a couple guys wearing a Big Time hat, I'm like, we did something.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing well. We're selling product and everything, but when I see it in everyday life,
yeah.
It's and awesome. I'll walk and be like, nice hat, bro. He's like, oh, yeah, man, I love that shit. Like, I know that guy.
Well, it's one of those things. Dude. It's like,
great beard.
If you're going to buy into a product, you want to be able to fly the product flag with a sense of good feeling.
Oh, 100%.
Right? Like, that's the way I look at it. Like, if I buy someone's brand, I want to fly that flag because I spent my money on their brand. So that says a lot, I think.
Well, first and foremost, we have a phenomenal team at Big Time, and everyone wears a lot of hats, and which is a great thing. I think. I mean, it keeps us busy all the time. But when I took that job, my one request was like, look, we can make this work because I am your consumer. I am that regular guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me try to run it like that. And if it doesn't work, fire me. Or just tell me it's not working.
Or change some shit. Right.
And, you know, we have phenomenal partners. You guys are phenomenal partners.
Thank you.
The people you represent are phenomenal people. Those are our people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who we want to keep on catering to.
Yeah.
And, I mean, across the board, all of our partners are phenomenal. I mean, there's a lot of different genres or spectrums of hunters. And we've always strived to connect to all of them in some way.
For sure. I get that.
The weekend hunter, the guy that takes 6 weeks off, the guy that can afford to spend $2,000 on a blind, the guy that's building a blind out of an old outhouse. Mm-hmm. Like, we want to give them something.
For sure. Time. Yeah.
And I think we've done well with relating to everyone.
I think you guys have. You guys have done a great job.
Thank you.
Awesome job.
I think you've done a different job than the rest of the game, which is important in a market where.
And we're still just having fun, man.
Like, well, I think that's the point, and that kind of comes across in your branding, like Triggered is the name of your new product.
I love it.
Everyone's triggered by everything.
It's like, suck it. This is the name of our new product. That's funny. And everyone that's buying the product gets it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, if you're offended by our name Triggered, it's because I didn't care if I pissed you off or not anyway. Yeah. Like, you're not our customer.
It's probably not for you.
Like, the hunters that we want to cater to are going to think, that's fucking
funny. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, it's pretty funny. So let's move on from the shady
vials.
The
little anthrax. Black bag.
Yeah, the vials of anthrax.
That we all
I'm not feeling so well after sniffing those.
I'm sick.
Last thing untriggered. That is going to be a 21% protein.
Okay.
4% fat and 9% fiber.
Okay.
So if you're looking at those are kind of the top three, protein, fat, fiber. Those are right up there where you want to be.
Okay.
The protein's a little above and beyond your normal intake, but this is a 5-pound bag that they're not going to be eating a lot of anyway, so you want to give them a little extra boost anyway. So
I gotcha.
There's a lot of benefit to that, more than just drawing them in.
Okay.
So
yeah, it's not just an attractant. Nutritional value.
Still holding true to our big-time roots on that.
Love it. Good. Okay. Thank you for adding that in so people aren't like, what?
That's just a smell. It just smells real nice.
It's just pears.
It smells like a persimmon.
I don't get it.
It's just pears. Okay. Okay. Noted. Triggered. Like it. Wish I could use it in my home state.
We'll get I'll get a hold of your agent and we'll get you over to hunt in Indiana.
Have Frank call me.
We know, dude, people on the Iowa side now too.
I'm such a fucking dickbag. Am I not? I didn't mean to be, man. I'm embarrassed.
It just comes natural. Don't worry about it.
I'm embarrassed.
Because you're on one.
I'm on one. I need to get back on one.
I'm becoming on
one. The best day was when you called back and me and Frank were together.
I know.
So we just had
double karma. Just fucked my own beehole. Yeah. Hey, I'm actually sitting here. We're going to have a meeting. I'm like, oh, fuck.
It's an intervention.
Yeah. Listen, Kurt, you're not as cool as you think you are.
All right. So I'm just taking over.
Go ahead.
Don't worry about it.
Got it.
Just sit over there and drink your beer. From Triggered, we're going to – so that's going to be the feed-based attractant. Now we have a granular-based attractant called Happy Hour Granular. Happy Hour Granular because we already have a Happy Hour Liquid. Happy Hour is still available in the liquid, but we went from the half gallon to a full gallon. Thank you. You are the best model I've ever seen.
Just Vanna White over here.
Thank you. So the mineral granular attractant is what we want to do with that is if you're doing a mineral site, kind of like eating a donut. You like donuts, deer like mineral. But if you put a little icing on top of that donut, you might want to eat that donut a little bit faster.
I'm following you.
That's what this Happy Hour granular is going to do. So it's also going to have that prebiotic in there that's going to help consumption and intake and want them to come back for more. And it also has the cherry rush flavoring to it.
It's a topping on a donut.
It's topping on. It's like the sprinkles.
It looks like sprinkles.
Give it a taste, Doug. Please.
Doug, do it. Taste it, please. Please. Come on. Get a dab. Lick your finger.
Lick your finger and then stick it in.
Like a fun dip.
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
It's like a fun dip.
Oh, my God. That was the tiniest little.
Dude, you don't even have a tongue. You're not
get
a
it
man.
Up in you.
Ooh, he did Ooh. Taste it. How was Ooh. It?
That was a good. That was a good chunk.
Is it salty? Oh.
Give me that damn thing.
Is it salty and savory?
Eric's going in.
Look, yeah, these two are they're battling off all year. Who's going to take the bigger
Not for human consumption. All right, Eric, let's get this. Dude, snort it, Eric. I dare you.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. There.
No, just take a drink.
No.
Sprinkle some of that on your baked potato.
It does smell good.
I'm telling you.
Come on, Eric, get a lip.
I think I'd put it on a baked potato.
Bagel. No.
Man, he took a big charge.
Wow.
Bagel and cream cheese with a little
How is it?
I can see black chunks on your tongue, bro.
He's finished.
How is it? Freaking out.
How is it?
It's not bad.
Give me some.
Be
of
good
this.
Around like a margarita glass, you know.
Dude, if we all die,
shit, I'll lick it.
You do a strawberry margarita with that on the rim.
Can we do that? Can that be in the commercial?
Hey, where's this buddy?
Here's that much.
Oh, mine was way more than that, bro.
Oh, I'm doing that.
Oh, he lied to you. He didn't have any at all.
It's not bad.
It's actually pretty good.
There's something about it.
It's not the worst.
No.
I'd come back for more.
Hey, put a little in your Busch Light.
Oh, there you go, fancy beers.
Oh,
he's going for it.
Give me some of that persimmon.
Is this going to kill me?
No, it's not going to kill you.
Do you know that for sure?
Oh, that's a generous sprinkle.
I don't know if it's sure, awesome. But I'm sure it's fine.
You can't be the only host that didn't fucking taste it.
I'm not going to put it in my bourbon, but I'll take a little dab on the finger.
Believe in your brand, bro.
Frank, you want some?
No, I'm good, bro.
Man, yeah, you see what they're doing, Frank? Like, you see this peer pressure?
Yes. Dude, listen. If we do it, we're all doing it. I put some in my beer. Where you at, Doug?
I like salt.
I put it on my bagel and cream cheese.
Dude, that's actually...
I'd sprinkle a little bit of that on a bagel.
There's a weird aftertaste to it, right?
It's pretty good.
I got a little bit of cherry and a lot of salt.
Mm-hmm.
When I have a...
It's not that in a beer. I'm not going to lie.
It's kind of swelling up a little bit.
You want to pose with that one?
Yep.
Protein. Dude, if I start glitching...
How many peanuts have you ate out of the Protein Plus?
A bunch.
Oh, man.
A bunch. Not out of Protein Plus, out of Platinum.
Platinum, I mean.
Actually, funny story on that.
Why is Eric going to be in the picture?
Well, here, you want to take one?
Stay in
there. Fuck you, Doug.
I'll do the next one.
That's because you're ugly.
Here, then it shows and people are like, what are you doing? I'm like, eating. Want a peanut?
Not bad. Honestly, I put some in my Bush Light.
Give me the lid. So don't spill this.
Have you tasted your own brand, Joe?
I've always tasted mine.
Get it. Get another lick. Prove it.
Prove it.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. That's
a
finger.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, we're idiots.
He's made us look like bitches. Get a little bit of that Irish whiskey up there.
Man, no, I went to the bourbon.
Oh. It's good. The bourbon's
if you're
good.
Doing a chaser with bourbon, that's pretty bad.
Thanks for the gift, the Christmas gift of bourbons and nice Irish whiskey.
It flows well into what we're going to talk about later.
Okay,
I felt like I wanted to do that for you.
I like that.
So
you guys are killing it, man. You guys are killing it.
You went knuckle deep there, Joe.
I did.
Yeah. Just so you know, though.
I told you. We go all in or nothing.
You believe in your brand.
Knuckle deep.
The brand says big, bud. Not little.
I did not think I'd read this on a bag, but just so everyone knows, do not feed this to sheep.
No.
What's up with that?
I will tell you, Kirk. It says on here.
Okay.
Product contains copper, which is toxic to sheep.
Yes.
Dude, fuck sheep.
Not humans.
Man.
Good thing it's all right for humans.
I like to chew out a copper pipe every once in a while, you know?
We're all going to the hospital.
I don't even think there's a hospital close to this place, is there?
No.
No.
Yeah, you'll die for a year.
You'll get airlifted.
I had some big time on my lips. Over there.
Sorry, I got some in my teeth.
For the record, I actually put some in my Bush Light. And the first drink, I think I drank it all in the first drink. And
you didn't slosh it up, did you?
That's not bad.
A lot of salt, a little bit of cherry.
Hey, you can just leave that here.
Dude, we'll dip margarita glasses in that shit.
Would be good.
I'm a big fan, Joe. It's impressive.
It's going to keep on getting better as we go here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like it.
We got more to go through.
More taste test.
Dude,
I can see the coffee.
This is
the
appetizer. I'm along for the ride. This is a good time.
Doug, did you try that one?
It's not often you get to
hand me that one.
Do dumb shit actively on air to prove to people that you're this dumb.
Hey, you know what? It's kind of like one of them things. If
we're retarded, and we'll prove it.
I don't like to use the R word, but I'm retarded.
That one, not as good.
A lot of chunks in that one.
That one, not as good.
Oh, Doug, dude. Yeah,
Doug's actually chewing that one.
It tastes like Play-Doh.
Yeah, this is something you feed to Steve and tell him it'll make him better. He'll keep a job if he eats this.
Just try it.
Just tell that's not my hint. That's not my flavor.
It's good.
This
come back tomorrow. Same time.
That's definitely a grain based.
This is grain based. You can smell the grain in it.
You can see the grain in it. There's corn in there.
Eric, try it.
Which there I love that smell. You guys ever use corn soap?
Corn soap.
My grandpa used to make corn soap back in the day.
Never heard of that one.
That's fun. Okay.
Speaking of grandpas.
Play-Doh.
Side note.
Yeah, it tastes like Play-Doh.
While we're in Indy for the ATA show, I'm going to go to the Indiana State Police Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
My great uncle's moonshine still is in that museum.
Really?
You guys want to go see it?
Is he an Humphreys?
Yeah, he's an Humphreys.
Yeah.
Another fun fact for you. The property that Josh McDaniel killed Debo on last year was where they confiscated that moonshine still from.
Are you kidding?
It's like literally very, very close. I haven't been out there, but apparently it was really close to where Josh's stand was.
No
on,
kidding.
On that property, yeah.
Dude, I got to get Josh on the podcast schedule. I've been meaning to call him. And
he's harder to get a hold of than you are, man.
That makes you feel good.
I know what call you really want to do.
Call Kristen.
I'll call Chris.
You really want to go get your moonshine back.
One of them got a new nut.
That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like
conveniently.
Apparently, when they were destroying moonshine stills and everything, they came across this one. Said it was too beautiful to destroy, so they put it in the museum.
Wow.
And it's my great uncle's still.
It's not that far, great uncle.
Go see it.
It's pretty cool. Oh, yeah, I'm in. I'm in. Let's do it.
All right.
Joe, bring us on the next big time adventure here.
The next big time. Okay, so.
We're doing really good on time. So it's like we're actually being pretty effective with our fucketry.
We had to do a taste test.
So Daryl, ironically, whose last name is Cherry, has been really jacked up about going after this next product for a couple years. And I'm not going to say I blew him off for a couple years.
You doubted him.
No, I never doubt Daryl.
I know, I know.
Never doubt Daryl. But it was one of those, like, I don't know, man. You're kind of reaching on this one. I don't know. And then he made it happen.
behind your back.
And then, we started sending out some people to have them try it out. And people were going nuts over it.
Didn't get a phone call. Weird.
You also haven't killed the buck.
Ooh.
I would if I had that.
I might keep this here. If you kill one tomorrow with this.
I'm going tomorrow.
Hey, you're going to have to leave that.
All right. So this is a Cherry Rush scent stick.
All right. Say it again.
Cherry Rush scent stick.
Okay.
So our flavoring, the literal flavoring that's in the feed, we put into a wax stick. So there's a lot of different wax smells you can rub on the trees out there. It doesn't rub off in, you know, in rain or anything. It's going to stick there.
Mm-hmm.
So the basis of that is it's super, super concentrated. I'll pass this one around, too.
Okay, let me get – I want that bag. I want to hold a bag.
You want that bag?
The rest of the guys got to hold a bag. I want this little bag.
I mean, I don't even need to pass this thing. You can smell it in the whole room.
Yeah. I want to hold a bag.
Doug, take a bite out of it. Make it look
Eric,
like
take
a
picture of me with this bag.
Put it in the stash.
Ooh. Why is there hair on it already?
Because you rubbed it in your stash already.
Do I look good with this bag?
That does smell.
Hold on, though.
Oh, nice. Camera cover.
Yep. Ready? That kind of ruined the first one.
I was trying to get it
in
there.
It's a bag. Give me this. Dude,
take a bite out of it.
Oh.
So Kurt,
did you lick it?
Kurt, you should be excited about this as much as I am because I get to, you know, mess around with all this big time stuff, but don't get to use half of it. You know,
I know.
So this is in our realm right here.
Smell the bag.
You know, this is going to be up to.
God damn, that smells good.
It's going to be up to
us. It's literally the same.
Can you put this on your skin?
Do it.
I try your rubber boots first.
Too soon.
Put it on your tattoo. See what it does.
I'd put it on your lips.
That's gonna smell like cherries for weeks.
Well, the basis here is scent association. So if they've been eating big time, Indiana, as we've talked about so many times before, you know, we have to take it away.
But what about Illinois? What Illinois was saying?
We're gonna be huge.
We've been talking about.
You know, it's like, what if we haven't put anything out and
how are you gonna react to it?
Yeah, does that attract
it? That's very interesting to me. Where you guys can't use it. Obviously, your deer have never smelled Cherry Rush. It's legal to put on a tree because it's not consumable.
Yes.
I want to see what these deer do in Illinois when they smell that for the first time.
Okay. Here's what I'll do. I got an idea. I got a cool idea, actually. So we got Lee, the cult leader, a friend. He runs a very successful cult. May or may not be a sex cult. That's out for everybody else to decide. We're still figuring it out.
All cults are sex cults.
Doug's been in a couple.
Well,
he can neither confirm nor deny.
That's my theory.
Well, we're not sure. Bold statement from a guy who doesn't know a lot about cults.
So I know nothing.
Lee seems like a good dude. I'm pretty sure it's not a sex cult, but
we don't know.
We'll see.
How well do we know?
But he came out, and we joke around with Lee about that, but the dude is a killer.
There's definitely a mustache hair on this.
And he came out and did some of the rope scrapes this summer. We did some videos. We did the viral dad shoe video of him doing the rope cult scrape. Well, I think if I could do a cult scrape of that version and put that stick on the rope, I think it doesn't get more direct. As in, like, how would do deer react to this or not react to it? So if we put up six scrapes and three of them have it and three of them don't in an area in Illinois where they've never smelled Cherry Rush, if they're not hitting the three, then we'll know they're not comfortable with it because they've never been around it.
It'd be a good test.
Well,
then you can make a soap on the rope and then you don't have to worry about doing anything.
Just hang the rope.
Soap on a rope. All right. Well,
we went from a scent stick to a soap on a
rope. So we'll do that. And then if it works, we'll call the scrape product you guys will have soap on a rope.
I like it. Like, no, I mean, it's going to be cool.
It'd be really interesting
kinda,
to see.
Kind of playing around with you guys in Illinois. It'd be like, you know, they've never had it before. They shouldn't have had it.
It would be fun to try it on, like a rope. Would a rope scrape be the best thing to try it on?
It'd be a good way to try it.
But I don't think I would exactly put on a scrape because they're looking to rub their preorbital glands and
that's true.
You know, stuff like that. And, you know, it'd be weird that
nobody wants their preorbital glands
smell like cherries. You know,
so that's a good point.
But yeah. I mean, you can do the same thing just without the scrape effect. You know, just hang it over a tree. You know, I don't know if you're gonna have does over there just like sucking on the rope or what.
Yeah, right.
We all want our does sucking on the rope.
Well, we could do a mix of we could do one on a rope scrape, one on a tree, one on. I don't know.
Where I would see it having a value is placing deer. Like if you're in a stand and you're worried about a deer getting downwind, you could place it 20 yards away to kind of curve the deer around your scent to get them to go where they wouldn't normally go. Kind of bring them, funnel them around your scent.
I think it's going to be an interesting curiosity scent for you guys because it's so sweet. It's almost like I've got to go check that out.
I will be honest, Joe. That one kind of and gets onto my vibe of no scent at all. And it's the same thing I said to some other scent companies in the past of like, I'm a little uncomfortable with it because one, my deer aren't familiar with that smell.
Yeah.
But the deer that I hunt are pretty, really no synthetic smell at all. Right? Is that the right word? Yeah. They're not used to any synthetic smell. So it'll be interesting to try it in spots to see how deer actually rely on it. Because it's like, I'm not going to do something like this for a dude I don't know. Like with you, I'm like, I'll try it because I'm curious because you believe in it. I want to try it.
And I have in this situation, I have no idea.
It'd be fun. It's going to be fun.
Like,
to see.
I have
nothing. It's a no-brainer with the people of, you know, that feed 9 months out of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a no-brainer, literally. Put it all over your boot. You're probably going to have that fall.
Say, put a little bit on your boots.
Literally follow you in. I mean, we've done some
here's what I would do.
In Kansas, and we literally had deer following us.
See, that's badass. If I was an Iowa boy, I'd put it on my boots. Before I put my supplemental feed out in the summer, I would put it on the ground and then put the feed on top of it and then put it by the tree by the feed.
Yeah.
You know, keep them like associated with that and the smell and all that. I don't know. It's cool. I want to use it as a deodorant if you want to know the truth.
every day.
Get it.
Good.
Even when you're not hunting.
It's like, well, it's on my hand. I was going to say it's ingrained in my nostrils. But
I put it on my
that's
wrist.
Just on my hand.
I like it. Okay, that's exciting.
It came out. I was
like, it's all bougie over here.
Not that I ever doubt my boy, but the way that came out, I was very excited about that.
Like, I'm pretty excited about that. Potential.
So when Daryl first pitched that, you were like, not gonna, no.
No, I mean, when me and Daryl first started working together, I was like, dude, just get creative, do what you want to do. And it wasn't that I didn't think we should do it. It was like, we were getting into the food plots a lot heavier at that time. Like, I don't know if it's the right time. But then he just kind of rolled with it and brought it to him.
Good timing.
That's badass. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as with 2023 being the year of the attractants for us, that's perfect.
Yep.
I'll have that.
I'm a fan.
I'll take that.
I'm a fan.
Be fun to use.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. Can you leave that with us?
No.
Okay. Why didn't you bring more?
This is like
small samples.
You said people tested already.
Yeah, Joe, so we're doing late season hunting right now. We need.
Can
to
I
test
shave
the
a thin layer off the top and then use it tomorrow?
Put it in a little baggie.
If it means you beating Doug at this point, because at this point, Doug's just pissing me off in the podcast. I've converted over to Team Eric.
Hell yeah!
Even though we're like.
Ooh,
look like at the bottom of the ninth.
If anybody could
outs.
See the stare down right now that Doug's doing, Joe.
Damn. He's a shit.
He's a shit.
I mean, we might have to work something out.
Hey. All right.
Loser.
The chip battle continues. Who will win? Who will lose?
I'll let you put some of that on your chip.
Will it be a cherry-flavored chip?
Damn. Stick it in your ass.
Just wax.
Cold as ice.
Stick it in your ass.
Don't help at all.
Cold as ice.
Just wax.
Cold I'll put some blood. Happy hour on that chip.
Cold blood.
Yeah, yeah. No, next year there's no chip. There's you. Each of one of you guys is pulling a line of that.
No.
Yeah.
I do that on a drunk night. That's not that's bad.
Oh, dude, no,
that just a regular Thursday.
I right. Dude, I would, that's a Tuesday night, bro.
Do that half in the bag.
Yeah.
No, I would eat a whole bag of those chips before I'd do that.
Okay. Oh. All right, Joe. What else we got, man? We're just chipping online. Some marketing just, meeting right now.
Just rolling away. So we added to, we did the cherry on top. Was it last year or 2 years ago where we started that?
Two years ago, I think.
So with we started the corn coating, called it cherry on top.
I like that.
So the guys are just using straight corn. Fine. It's great. If you want a little extra attraction, I mean, the container's 1 pound. It'll treat 200 pounds of corn. So if you're pouring a 50-pound bag out, you just take two scoops and
perfect.
Put it over the top of it. You have extra attraction.
Yeah.
We added a flavor to that. We named it Orange Zing. I like
zing.
I like the word zing.
Well, that's some big time in the that bottom of that bushel.
I like it.
I like zingers.
Ooh.
Wasn't zingers like a candy back in the day?
Yeah.
Get some in the teeth.
Yeah.
You got a rock in there.
Zing zing.
Gritty.
So we added that flavor.
Nice.
We kind of revamped the feed block that we have. So there's a lot more grain in there. It's a true compressed, our fortified deer blend, it's a true compression of that now. In a 20-pound block.
Okay.
So there's a lot more corn, sunflowers, and Milo. You can see it all in there. It's really compacted. A lot of molasses. You got a sweet smell. It's got the cherry rice flavoring, and it has the nitro mineral.
Love
so
it.
We kind of went through and just redid that and gave it that true fortified deer blend feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to last a whole lot longer. So I brought a bunch for you guys as soon as season's over with in Iowa. You guys can get that back out.
Hell yeah.
And
awesome.
Sick.
Gosh, I wish I could use it. Not you, Frank.
Yeah.
Not you.
Oh, Trent. Look, I mean, I have to deal with it.
When is it going to fucking change? In the off season. I'm not saying in season, off season.
Our first podcast was when they were voting on it.
I know. I had high hopes.
Apparently they didn't listen.
Piece of shit governor just didn't sign it.
The off season. Off season.
Just like Iowa.
We can shoot rifles now.
After what are we doing? January. There's double barrel fucking crossbows out there.
At this point,
killing deer at this point.
If your argument is CWD or EHD.
That's fucked up. Yeah, I didn't mean that.
Okay, Kurt, I went a little farther.
Kurt, you're too much on one
I'm
now.
I'm on one.
He's on one.
I'm now off one. I apologize.
Hey, more happy hour.
Give me a line.
Hey, don't get me started because I have to work with this and see all
dude,
this fun stuff.
I'm all over
the food plot world, you know?
Dude, I can imagine. You're in the depths.
Dude, I'm mowing 300 acres of corn in... Joking, you know, and I.
Let's talk about it. Now I'm on.
Dude, I know.
First of all,
I'm on.
I'm all about everybody hunting except the blind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
I'm just kidding. What a weird thing to be against.
Right. I don't know where that came from.
Well,
valid point.
I mentioned the blind. The blind are out there killing deer.
Yeah.
Bust their hearts, man.
Anyways.
That's a good point, though.
Sorry, Nick. Go ahead. Oh. Make your point again. I rudely interrupted.
Iowa, Indiana, Missouri. I mean, I'm around the Quincy area. So, I mean, I'm literally, I mean, I can tell you stories of, so we're really good friends with the head CPO of our area.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have literally pallets of feed in my garage going to a couple friends in Missouri. And my wife is like, hey, Eric's going to come over and get, we gave him a bed. I think we gave him just a bed for one of our kids.
Yeah.
And,
did you use that bed?
Oh, uh-huh.
Did you use that bed?
No, I did not.
It's a children's bed.
I wouldn't give it to a child if he used it.
Okay.
But anyway,
things have happened.
You know, Eric's going to come over, no big deal. And you know, I said, yeah, just tell him it's in the garage, you know? And I got to thinking, I'm like, holy shit. The head CPO of our entire area is walking to my house, and there's a bed leaning against 4 ton of big time. This looks great, you know.
Oops.
The good thing I had like an invoice and stuff was you could see the guy's name. He obviously asked me about it. He's like, what was that in your garage, Nick? I was like,
you're getting a free bed.
I'm like, shut up. Yeah, but no, it was funny. I mean, I'm like literally 5 minutes from Missouri, so
yeah.
It does kind of make it nice. But I mean, having to deal with like, you know, going to shows and telling everyone about all of our product and trying to sell it, and they're like, "Wow,
I can't use it, but here, it's
really
awesome.
Can't use it, yeah. But I mow corn." And they're like, "How can you do that?
Mowing corn is legal?
100%.
It is." And actually, Eric, we had this conversation. No. I contacted a game warden in Iowa, and he said it's legal there, too.
Oh, no
100%.
Yeah. You can mow corn in Iowa?
I can take a 300-acre cornfield and mow it. Mow the entire thing. It looks like you dumped.
And that is deadly.
I thought mowing corn was illegal for waterfowl.
It is waterfowl. If I hunted a goose over anywhere even close.
So you can mow it, you just can't waterfowl hunt over
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Or I didn't doves.
It's such a gray area.
What the fuck? What are we doing?
But that's what's frustrating about a product like this. When you have something that like this that you can see, I mean, you drive 30 minutes into Iowa for me and you can see it working. And in the off season when it's cold and these animals actually need it. And you can't use it to help your herd, that's what's frustrating for me.
That's the thing. I don't feel like when I see you guys get trail camera pictures in velvet, I'm like, man, I wish we could do something like that, you know? And then, you know,
I don't get my good pictures until October because then, you
natural
know,
movement.
It, well, that and scrapes.
Scrapes.
I mean, everything goes on a scrape.
Natural movement, yeah. Scrape, you know. Yep. But then. Once it starts getting brutal cold, like we're going to get here in the next couple of weeks, and it gets to where the point where it's like survival, does are pregnant, it comes to a survival nutrition thing.
You want
to
help them out as much as possible.
It almost, at certain points, you know, a couple of years ago, we got that negative 30-something degrees for a couple of weeks and freezing rain and deer were getting frozen whole. It kind of brings you to the point of like, and I didn't do this, but it brings you to the mindset of kind of like, a little bit of like, fuck the law on this. It's an ethical decision.
Yeah, what's the most ethical choice here?
Yeah, it's like, pay the fine. You're looking out for the ethics and survival and care of animals that are in these brutal conditions. Of course, we're abiding by the law, and you're finding deer dead.
Yeah.
But at frozen solid
point,
dead.
But at what point do you say, fuck this, we're going to feed them?
Well, the best thing
it's an unpopular opinion to say, and not all people are going to say that, but like, where does it weigh in and weigh out? Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, people go back to like the cost. Oh, you know, well, just, you know, the guy that's going to, you know, you get into the argument of it. It's like, well, the guy that can, you know, just buy feed. Well, yeah, try to grow corn. I mean, you know,
right.
It's like minimum like $300 an acre. Just at bare minimum without like a whole lot of fertilizer or your time or diesel or anything else.
Yeah.
$300 pays for your cash rent nowadays.
So. Okay. Yeah, here's a good point.
I mean, you put that much money into it. I mean, so, you know, if we put, I'll say 5-10 acres, I mean, you got $5,000-$6,000 in it. You know how much fucking big time I can buy for $5,000 or $6,000?
Well, let's lay this out. So when it gets freezing, rigid cold, like it's going to get in the next month, we'll just say, and you have standing corn. And you're like, deer are going to need this. I'm going to go mow it and make it easier for them. You can legally do that during 100%. Season.
Yeah. And they are lazy. I mean, a deer is lazy. I mean, they'll eat standing corn. And it's great for, you know, we kind of use it as a buffer and
cover
like that,
and cover.
And, you know, they'll eat it off the cob. They are, if you mow it. So if I'm going to hunt Saturday, Thursday afternoon, I'm mowing because they can smell. They can smell a mowed cornfield from.
It's no different
miles.
Than a freshly harvested cornfield. Yeah, you go in and cut a cornfield and go in there and hunt it a night, two nights later. I mean, it's never going to get any better than that.
I legitimately thought mowing corn was illegal.
I thought so too.
Nope. 100%.
So
I've hunted mowed cornfields in Illinois before.
I did it every year. Yeah. I did it.
So why? What, dude? If I was a farmer, I would harvest in rows with my sieve and chaffer, fucking on zero, bro, and just spit gold out the back.
Open her up, boys.
You can't actually do that.
Or buy a gleaner. Oh, you can't.
You cannot actually do that.
I had my combine set wrong. I didn't know it. Okay. Yep. Well, you gonna find me?
Exactly. But you can't.
I bought a gleaner. Oops.
My bad.
You get a fine just for having a gleaner.
Bought a silver combine, the blue glass. I couldn't see my losses. I wrecked into a fucking hedge tree at the end row. Yeah.
But you can't actually, you can't throw it out the back of a combine. You have to harvest.
But there's losses in a combine.
And here's another one for you. You can hunt over an accidental spill, okay?
You can.
Yeah. So if you are dumping on a grain cart on the go and you spill some, it's legal to set a ground blind up and hunt over that.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So as long as you say, oops, every time you do it, you're okay?
Yeah, if it's an accidental spill, you can hunt over it. Is the way that I understand it, yeah.
These are things we can't do in Indiana.
Gray.
Oh, you can't do that in Indiana.
No, we can't mow in Indiana.
But,
we can supplemental feed outside the season.
But you can't bait.
We can't bait in Indiana.
You can't feed during
the season. You have to remove the feed or any soil that's had contact with the feed.
Okay.
Prior to hunting.
So if you have a mineral site, you have to dig out the minerals.
You have to dig
out or cover it. Site.
But no, you have to dig it out.
Oh, Iowa, you can cover it, right?
Like with 3 foot of
like a tarp.
Yeah,
you're supposed to dig it out.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Like with the feeders, you can leave your feeders out there all year round, but you can't hunt within like what is it,
100
yards of it, or 200 like yards or whatever it is. You have to be a certain distance away from your feeder if you leave it out all season.
It's such a great area with how all that shit works, especially in Iowa, because like. In Iowa, it used to say, too, that like if you had a mineral site out, you put feed out, you got to dig so far down.
See, Indiana's never said how far you need to dig down. They just said remove the soil.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it's us again. Sorry to interrupt the podcast. It's what we do. We host the podcast, we talk on it, and then we interrupt it.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Hey, oops. The podcast is brought to you by Victory Archery, and we're talking arrows in this. Arrows and arrow components. But go to victoryarchery.com. They have the arrow, basically the hunting arrow guide. You can go in here, look at all the arrows, the VAP SS, the VAP TKO, the RIP TKO, the VF TKO, the VAP, the RIP XV. They got it all. Go in there. There's the whole performance guide. You can see diameter to speed to wind drift to penetration to kinetic energy. Yep. Go on there and learn how to talk like Doug. And there you are.
That's where I go.
You can see what you want out of an arrow. Pick what's right for you. And then say, hey, Working Class Bowhunter sent me here. I'm there. Or you can go to Black Ovis and just do your arrow builder through them and get your Victory arrows there. That's also a great
arrows
option.
Love them.
What do you shoot? RIP TKO?
RIP TKO, and I'm a big fan.
I did VAP SS's this year, and I think for this upcoming year, I'm going to go RIP TKO's.
I did RIP TKO's for the first time this year. Amazing.
They're awesome. Amazing. They're the best because I shoot them.
Obviously.
I also shoot them, though. So.
Oh, well, I'm not going to. Doug shoots them, sorry.
Doug shot them because I shot them, and then you guys are going
to shoot. How many bucks did you shoot two, and Doug shot?
One.
Okay. Okay.
See, I shot two
with my RIP TKOs too.
What'd you guys shoot?
Lee.
Okay. Lee.
All right.
The podcast is also brought to you by Thermoseat, code WCTS. I'm losing my ability to speak here in real time. But if you want to check out Thermoseat, get to thermoseat.com. They have a seat replacement option for you or a D-wedge. But right now, I'm speaking to my working class folks. Everybody tune the fuck out. If you're not one of them, the insulated body mat. And we're talking like mechanics mat. I know what it's like. You get underneath a combine, especially in the winter, if you pull it inside, it's leaking and it's cold on the ground. You don't want to roll around in that. Put the insulated body mat down, lay in that, work on what you got to work on, and then roll it back up and continue about your job. Better hurry up with these and losing. I don't know what's going on. Brain function shutting down or something. But check out Thermoseat, code WCTS. Tell them Working Class sent you. I'm going to let Doug promote Camel Fire. We'll see how good a job he can actually do.
All right, guys, we got Camel Fire. Check them out. They have an app also you can use. And if you're using the web browser, you got to delete your browser history. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that.
Don't do that.
Let's see. What do we got today? We got some waders. 26% off, 45% off.
Waders to guide the ducks that your girlfriend's out trying to hunt.
Yeah, yeah.
What else, Doug?
What is this, Muley Freak shirts? Shit. Flashlights, here we go. This is more of our style.
There we go.
57% off. Huh? Back to waiters.
God, you're bad at running that.
Dude, I'm doing a bad job. I was not prepared.
Hearing protection. All sorts of stuff.
Vinyl harness.
Check out Camel
more
Fire.
Waiters, jackets.
Yeah, all sorts of headlamps, flashlights for your crossbow hunters. I'm kidding. Doug completely ruined this. Camel Fire, I apologize. We'll do better on the next one.
We love you.
We love you. Okay.
But check them out.
Delete your browser history. Check them out. No, Camel Fire is awesome. Revolving deals. They revolve every day. Get on there. Like these deals, 3 hours and 20 minutes, they're gone. New deals pop up. You can save a ton of money. If you're planning a trip, get on there. Get what you need throughout the year and don't spend it all at once and save money as you go. It's really like a great tool to have in your arsenal. If you don't have the app, you're doing something fucking wrong. Take notes. Podcast also brought to you by Trophy Line. Lee, do you want to try your hat on?
Oh, I'll try it. I'm not going to be any better than Doug, but
all right, let's see what you got.
Get yourself in a Trophy Line ES thigh rig. All your stuff right there where you can get to it easy. You don't have to get to your back. Comes across your waist, connects to your thigh. All your stuff's easily accessible for those mobile hunters.
Let's be honest, you're already playing with your dinghy, so it's right there.
Or
true story,
the non-mobile hunters, ground sitting, if you're sitting on the ground, which that's mobile, but like late season, I used one with my muzzleloader hunting on the ground, so I could have my reloads right there, nice and easy, if I needed to get to them.
Pop quiz, what's ES thigh rig stand for? What's ES stand for? Pop quiz.
Essential shit.
Go!
Nice. And
Lee, good job. You get a gold star.
They're kind of leading the game on mobile hunting. They've got everything you need. And, you know, as we talked with them earlier, it's, you know, they're looking out to 2025. They're
more stuff coming.
They're making the rounds and innovating the industry.
It's pretty awesome. And you can use code WCB. Save yourself some money on the essential shit thigh rig. There you go. Killer job, Lee. Doug.
Oh, was I that good?
Dude,
your
job is just always at threat here.
I'm not even worried.
Podcast also brought to you by Scent Crusher. We're talking the Ozone Basecamp generator. It's got chargers built in. It's portable. You can kill scent wherever you go. If you're staying in a wall tent with your buddies and somebody farts, there you go. Taken care of. Doug.
I was in bear camp with Doug. He needs one real bad.
Oh, you guys all farted too. Shut up.
You can actually charge your phone from this as well.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's dope.
I mean, you got to have that.
So check it out. Ozone Basecamp Generator. It's a new product from Scent Crusher. And I actually keep it in my truck. And I ran a bunch of cycles in my truck, ran it in the house. And like if I just sweated up my truck after doing like a hanging hunt and getting down in the warmer weather, I'll just run a cycle in there and call it a day. So check it out. Ozone Basecamp Generator. All right. Getting back to the episode. Sorry for interrupting. Hope you're enjoying the fun. Doug just lost his job. And Lee, we'll see you on the next episode. Peace. Also, good job, Chris. You're doing great.
And that's where we're putting mineral on top of tarps or a piece of plywood.
I think what we're doing is illustrating how gray, state by state, these arguments are. Like, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, if you're going to determine what's legal and what's not, let's make the same laws for everybody so everybody's on the same page.
No gray area.
I think they keep it gray because it's such a situational deal.
It is.
You know, it's because Indiana, technically, we can feed during season as long as you're not hunting over it. But there's no distance that they've ever said, okay, 100 yards, 200 yards. There's none of that.
Yep.
But it's up to the discretion of the officer that's looking at the situation.
Right, and that's the thing. And like,
which is a messed up deal.
I've asked DNR, too, like how the feeding works because it's so gray in the book. And, you know, they just send you the same article. They won't give you a straight answer. You know what I'm saying?
I think a lot of them are afraid to.
We got another Illinois boy. Todd's coming in on this feed debate right now.
What's up, Todd?
How's it going?
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Todd. How's it going?
So, Todd, you've met Frank from Novix.
Hello, Frank.
Joe from Big Time. Nick from Big Time.
How's it going, Nick?
You know the rest of the gang. So, we're having a hot feed debate right now because you're an Illinois guy.
Illinois guy.
And we're bitching about not being able to supplemental feed.
Huge bitch.
Okay.
So, huge bitch.
That's huge bitch.
So, we're talking. Did you know it was legal to mow corn in Illinois?
Well, you know what's funny is literally 15 minutes ago, I'm driving out here looking at Instagram. Somebody's talking about they got that stupid kid that's talking about corn. It's so great. Whatever that song.
I love corn. Yeah, that one.
And dudes are mowing it down. And I'm going, oh boy, I hope a game warden doesn't see this.
No, 100% legal.
So,
100%.
Nick lives in Quincy area.
Okay.
And mows corn. I thought it was illegal.
No, heck no. Too. It's just really expensive. Like I said,
input costs.
The input's crazy. And it's getting worse.
Yeah,
like I said,
right,
how much freaking pallets of Big Time I can buy and just, I mean, it's ridiculous.
How do this many people in Illinois know you can't mow corn down?
I've never done it,
but I think if you talk to two game wardens, you might get two different answers.
No,
I think that's the point we're bringing up.
Yeah. That's where they fuck you and they want to fuck you.
It's pretty much, I mean, it's known in our area. I mean, so along with our farm, we take care of, and all the Big Time stuff is at all of our food plot stuff is down at what we call the Gardner Camp. It's a youth camp. It's a youth hunting camp. We literally take out kids on an awesome 350, it's like 500 acres now of the Mississippi bottoms. And we will mow corn down there. I mean, because we We have a lot of it.
Yeah.
I mean, so once duck season and goose season and stuff's over, we don't have any more waterfowl hunting. All of our duck pits, we actually will drain them, and we have hunting everywhere around there. Mm-hmm. And we'll have standing corn, standing beans. These deer, we'll mow it within, I mean, and we'll have like maybe 10, 15 deer hitting a 20-acre food plot or something, or corn and beans. Mm-hmm. To in the later part of the season, that last couple weeks of, you know, January, we'll mow corn, and you can sit there and 60, 70 deer will be coming off the river, over the levee, coming from the Mississippi, running to it. And they haven't been
really?
I mean, I have film of it. It's unreal. They'll be coming from it. 2 miles down the river.
Baiting.
It is. I mean, they will be coming. It's unreal. We'll have 60 deer in front of us on a 10-acre.
It's the Illinois loophole.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Why can't what are we doing?
That's exactly it. What the fuck are we doing?
What are we doing?
Circles.
At least let us
circles. Crop circles.
Supplemental feed in the opposite. Yeah, it's crop circles. Aliens, bro. That's literally. What we got. It just. But here's the thing, though. Out of our crew, we got two Illinois boys, one Indiana boy.
Well, three now that Todd's here.
Well, our two Iowa boys, I mean.
Well, two and a half.
Hey, count awesome. Me as a half. Yeah,
two and a half.
We're still killing deer before you guys. So, Todd, you got anything to say?
I'm tagged out. Oh, I don't know about you, Kurt. But,
my guy.
I've been done in a while.
What moving about? On. Moving on.
Hey, you know what? I do have a theory on it. And I think it is, and it's a debatable theory. It's probably wrong. It's mostly to talk shit.
That's what I figured your theory was.
It's to talk shit. Okay. We were getting deer on natural movements, and we're finding them on what they're doing. And then you guys are finding them
he's
on supplemental feed.
He's
going to
say he's a better
feed.
Hunter. That's what
no,
he's
I never
what
said that. I never said that. I'm just saying we suffer with not getting as good of trail cam pictures until season opens. And then your boys are knocking them over.
Hey, I think right there is our
but
that,
to,
that right
to,
there is our camera. That is our trail camera.
That's a stick.
What do you think of that?
Shut up, Doug.
Is this coming to perfume for oh, yeah. my fiance?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. It smells good. Put some glitter on that, dude, yeah. And call it a body spray.
You ought to say, though, 90% of Doug night hunting, we can't run cameras or anything there.
That's true, but...
You can't run cameras where?
I'm with you, though.
It's all... Preach, Todd.
Well, it's like, so... One of the guys that I really respect in the game is Bill Winky, right? And he's like, if you want to inventory your deer, put a pile of corn out or feed or whatever after
oh,
the season, 100%. You're going to know everything that's left, right? We can't do that in Illinois. Concentrate the sheds. Keep your deer as low movement. Like, give them an area that you go in, you give them some food, you give them whatever they need to get through that hard winter time. They're going to be in better shape come out the next year, mm-hmm. but we can't do that in Illinois. So I've got deer that are picking through 10 inches of snow in February trying to scrounge for 3 beans. You know, I'd love to go out there and pour 300 pounds of whatever that's going to help them.
Yeah.
But we can't
300
do that.
Pounds
big
of big time.
Time.
Big time.
That's yeah, what I'm saying. Right?
You see, yeah, weather. I mean, we've got 7 days of harsh shit coming in right now. How nice would it be to be able to go out and feed if we could?
Especially
help them out.
Especially yeah. coming off the rut. I mean, these deer, I mean, if you've, you know, you can have a, you know, pre-deer or pre-rut, you know, deer looks like a 5-6-year-old mature deer. Right now, he looks 3.5.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's going to go into sub-zero temperatures with
dude, it's
half
just
of his
what
body
they
fat.
Go through is so crazy, and it just blows my mind. Like, Indiana touches Ohio. Ohio dudes have been putting out piles of big time and deer corn from the local supply store.
I love the yeah. deer corn.
Yeah, deer corn, right? All fucking year, and they haven't stopped. And I'm not necessarily saying I'm like for baiting or against baiting. That's a different debate. But what the fuck is the difference? Because a state doesn't know, or a deer doesn't know the
what
line from
in?
Indiana to Ohio. And there's deer that go from Indiana to Illinois, all up and down that line. And you can do supplemental feed in the summer, and then you can in the other. And they're
dude, what? We have deer that swim across the river.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, most of the big bucks that get killed in Iowa are Illinois deer that swam the river.
River.
Oh,
you didn't know that?
That's a fact.
They come over for the big
The big deer come from Illinois and swim across into Iowa.
They smell the cherry rush.
Yeah, they smell it. Like, dude, we're getting out of this shit-ass state.
Dude, a lot of them barge hop, if you didn't know that. Yeah, the Purina barge hoppers,
me and Eric just port big
time. I mean, you guys, you guys are on the river. I mean, we get giants killed on the islands of our rivers.
Islands hold giants.
Yeah. Big carp-fed islands, man.
Crazy. Some of them are private, and but most of them are around us are all public.
Public, yeah. Most of them are here, too.
Sorry, Kyle, you're probably hearing this, and he kills.
It's a rumor every year. Todd, you ever hear the big Mississippi Island bucks that get killed? But it's like, who the fuck knows any of these dudes? They're all mythical beings. I don't know anybody around here that's like, oh, dude, you're the dude that kills all the giants.
You're the island talking boy? About.
He's an island boy.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you. Those guys, and they're intense, too. They're 4 o'clock in the morning, boat ride.
Well, yeah, look at the effort it takes to get out there. You know, nobody wants to do that.
3 days a year, and if they don't kill one, they're good.
Oh, these guys do it day in, day out. They're river rats, and they are hardcore.
I respect the river rat dudes.
They are hardcore dudes. I knew a dude that used to take a boat ride for like 20 minutes, get in, walk 100 yards, get in a canoe, and canoe up a far, and he'd kill big deer every
day. You ain't shit if you ain't got a pirogue.
A what?
A pirogue.
I don't know that.
I don't even know what you're saying.
It's a canoe.
It's a little bitty canoe.
It's a canoe in Joe's World.
Pirogue.
It's Louisiana. It's not even West Terre Haute.
Pirogue.
Whatever.
Pirogue.
All right.
Pirogue.
Joe, we got one more thing to announce. Right, well, and then we can go on our tirade.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah. So this is what you can apply in Illinois.
Yes.
And we're extremely excited about it. This is going to be
huge.
Huge. This is going to be on the website only. So the WCB discount will apply to it.
I love it.
So we're going to roll out a program in 2023. Thank you.
You got a drum roll on there?
That was not a drum. You don't have a drum roll?
No.
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 Yeah, you missed it. There we go.
There we go.
All right. So this program is going to be...
I didn't have the right button set up, all right?
Jesus.
We set up a program called BYOB, and that stands for Build Your Own Blend, because we have all the shit talkers that think they can build a better food plot blend than we have already on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Love it.
Tell me more.
Now you can prove it. So if the...
BYOB.
BYOB stands for Build Your Own Blend.
Mm. Love it.
So, like, if you're buying a bag of foundation clover, and you say, you know what? Yeah, I want a clover plot, but I want some radishes in there. You can buy a pound of radishes to go in with your clover.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
interesting.
Just build your own blend.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So, it can be an add-on, or you could literally just say, okay, I've got 3/4 of an acre. I'm going to make my own because I know better than the big time guys. This is how I want to build this.
That's what I want to do specifically, yeah.
So
I think we all think that.
On top of that, we are going to have within the...
It's like, all right, thanks, Doug.
Hey, Doug, can you just leave?
Yeah. Doug, he's making a plug, Doug. I did the rest of the interrupting.
Doug, make me a turkey.
No, I can't get you a turkey.
Yeah, exactly.
Butterball.
Never in my life have I seen a person walk 2 feet on a reap and the turkey disappears. Only Doug.
We didn't have that issue, did we, Joe?
No, not at all. We walked right out. The same spot that he scared the turkey off. I think it was the same bird. Same bird.
Again, wasn't invited, so.
Hey, Eric.
You don't even like turkey.
Yeah, like you're gonna.
That's why you've never been invited for turkey camp, because you hate turkey.
I don't even drive to my own field to turkey hunt.
For the record, I've asked Eric before. He's like, I fucking hate turkeys. Yeah. I'm not driving.
Well, I'm not asking anything
with a passion. Okay. Too. I fucking hate.
I would come hang out with you.
BYOB.
BYOB. So you can either add to an existing blend that we have, or you can make your own. So your opt, and they're going to come in 1 pound. Increments on any of these blends that we have or any of the seeds that we have. So your options are crimson clover, purple top turnips, radish, chicory, forage kale, or trophy rapeseed. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more seeds out there that we could add to, but that's kind of what we wanted to start with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if we have more questions about, well, why don't you have this or that or this? I mean, we had to start somewhere.
Right.
You know,
add more when needed.
Right. And we might add, you know, once we have established this program, then we'll probably add 3, 4, 5 more seeds for next year.
Carrots.
But on it within the website, when you go to your shopping for Food Plot, we will have an additional page called the BYOB WCB mix chart. So it's going to look like a bar menu.
I love it already.
So I went to everyone. There's no wrong answer here. I went to everyone within WCB. All you guys. I got Clint in there. I got Ross in there. And I had you guys pick out your top 4 picks. Since Eric doesn't know, what was your term?
I don't know.
I believe it was, I don't know shit about fuck.
Yeah, I don't know shit about fuck.
Or was it the other way around?
No, I can't remember. I don't know shit about fuck. That
scientific
was definitely
scientific is what that is.
So he had some help.
Okay, but you're a biologist, dude.
I am now.
Shit about fuck is a biology term.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you guys created your own blends. Yes. So this is going to be available on the website. So if someone wants to use the Eric blend, the Kurt blend, the Doug blend, the Lord's blend.
Now, hang on. You need to say the
names.
Yeah,
the names.
I'm getting there. I thought you were bypassed. No.
Let the fucking guy talk. Jesus.
I'm going to.
Austin interrupting.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm not interrupting. He's always the quiet one. I'm just making sure you weren't going to bypass the best part.
No. So you guys all picked your blends, and I compiled all of them, and we'll have them. They'll have their own, like, item number. So you can say, I want Kurt's blend. But it's going to be on, like, a bar chart. And you can pick that, put it in your cart, and buy it. Also available with the WCB discount code. So Kurt's blend is titled Kirk's Cocktail.
Kirk's?
You fucked it up. It's Kirk's Cocktail.
Kirk's Cocktail. I can't talk.
It's a mouthful.
Kirk's Cocktail.
So you're going to have radish, chicory, forged kale, and crimson clover.
I think it's a pretty good blend. Probably the best.
Again, there's no wrong answer.
Yeah, I'm giving my opinion.
But you are tagged out, so maybe there's something to that. I'm just saying.
Just saying. Delay on the button.
And by the way, these all kind of come out to be about a half acre. So. Okay.
So by 5.
Yeah, by 5.
For a half acre?
So Eric's is going to be named Haman's Haven.
Sounds delicious.
I'm glad you didn't miss that one.
Sounds like mayonnaise.
Haman's.
Haman sounds way better.
It's Haman, by the way.
I call him Haman.
Haman.
Haman's Haman.
Every time I call him, he goes, hey, man.
Hey, man. It's just ingrained in my brain.
It's okay. Hey, I forgive man. You.
We got our partners too drunk on our own show where they can't pitch our own promotion.
Dude, I honestly can't remember Eric's last name. I've known him for 7 years. Hey, man, Haman. It's always
going to be Haman to me.
That's fine.
It's just the way
I've heard it every way possible.
Haman's Haven sounds a whole lot better.
Okay, I agree.
So turnip, rape, chicory, and crimson clover.
That's
your first name.
Sorry about your name. Doug, we had a little problem with Doug. Because when I asked him, he wanted it to be the entire thing to be rape.
No, I didn't. He's such a liar.
I'm like, dude, we're not doing that.
Wrong.
He's like, what's wrong with all rape all the time?
The dude, I'm can't like, say no.
So
they can't actually say no. What, a great marketing ploy.
Dear, can't say no.
4 times the rape.
Just a half acre of rape.
So
God, we're getting canceled.
So
if the woke community ever gets into hunting, we're the first motherfuckers to hit the dirt.
We just triggered them.
Oh yeah,
triggered. Bring it out.
Bring it. So we named it the Stash, and I worked with him a little bit. We did some negotiating. His is going to be turnip, rape, forged kale, and radish.
At least there's rape in it.
What I'd like to do is have a facial hair comb. With every order sold of the Stash.
Oh.
Signed
like a
by
little
you.
Wooden one?
Signed by Doug.
I don't know if we can afford that.
Plastic.
Yeah, the little.
Plastic.
The
plastic's
little, we're going to go cheap
3 cents.
Yeah, that's
plastic. Black comb.
Yeah, I meant plastic.
That's going to be the biggest
it's mixed
seller,
though. In the bag. You got to find it.
Feel like it's a like cereal a box.
Yeah, it has a cereal box with a toy in it.
Deer just choking on little plastic combs across the country.
It's a terrible idea.
It's going to be like the straws. We can't use plastic combs and deer blends anymore.
Yeah, save the fucking dolphins.
Save the deer from choking on combs.
That was our bad.
Doug.
Living good water, idea man. On paper.
It's got worked out, man. Todd just joined this.
Todd's like, what the fuck did I get into?
Yeah, what is going on?
I was just thinking the combs should have a picture of Doug and just say, you got raped.
Rape combs?
No, it'll just be a picture of Doug that says, you're welcome.
Yeah.
No.
Can't say no.
Bold.
Easy.
So Ross's is the Ross sauce.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
Chicory, turnip, radish, and forage kale. Austin's will be the Last Supper.
Oh, that's good.
He's a Lord.
That is good.
I'm buying that.
God damn, that's good.
It's gonna
I'm
be buying
that. That's
Crimson Clover, turnip, radish, and forage kale. Solid blend.
Great blend.
Good blend. And then Clint Casper's will be a dash of Casper because everything I came up with was just
rapey.
Originally, I wanted to go with Rub My Clint. But
holy shit.
Nothing to do with football.
I like that a lot. Actually.
Maybe it was a little too far. I don't know. I'll say it on.
You got to start somewhere.
The deer are going to be coming, man. They're coming.
Emphasis on the come.
Come on. This is a kid show. Cut this out. There's kids listening to this.
I didn't want to go that far. But I do think it needs to be a t-shirt. So his is going to be Crimson Clover, Chicory, Radish, and Rape.
All right.
So you guys will have your own blends on our website.
By the way, you are a marketing genius, no matter what
Good job, Joe.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
The Last Supper, that's going to be the best seller right there.
Just because of the name.
Yeah.
And the dude that's killing deer over it.
I don't know shit about fuck, remember?
No.
If I seen that on a bag, I'd buy it.
The Last Supper is just, it hits on every avenue.
It makes sense, yeah. It's going to be their Last Supper.
Yeah, Kurt's cocktail is pretty good. You know what you
that one sucks.
Come
that
on, sucks.
This one's badass.
I like Ross sauce,
but man,
they're all gonna be good. Blends.
Hey, Doug, am I doing a lot of testing for this stuff? Yours is pretty solid.
Well, thank you, because I'm an expert.
No, because Joe picked your blend for you, douche.
Oh, is that why? Seriously, I'm like looking at it like, yeah, Doug, out of all our
money.
I'm like, yeah, it's actually called something.
The moneymaker.
If that is your name, what's the second best blend on there?
Food Plot Master.
Percent.
What would be your top picks rated from first to last?
Stash is the turnip, rape, forage, kale, and radish is... Hard to beat. Hard to beat.
Okay.
If you want all brassicas.
I was going to say, you got no clover in there.
Well.
Don't need it.
Hey, but you got comb in there.
Okay, so if there was one thing, I mean, Joe knows how what kind of a clover guy. I'm a clover freak. Like, I would pick clover over. If there was one thing to plant, it'd be clover. 100%. We'll get 4 inches of snow, and I'll have standing corn, mowed corn, and they'll go to the clover, that foundation clover, and they'll dig it up all year long. I mean,
okay,
you know, I'd be kind of like, you know, Doug's, you know, the rape. I'd be clover.
Okay.
But I don't know. Doug's is solid. There is actually a name for Doug's, I won't say. But it's actually
I just said Rub My Clint. How would you not say what?
Okay.
I'd say I was going to put it in the G spot Nick. You know? I mean, I don't know. Is that my food plot?
You did good, Doug.
Fuck one, kill one, marry one of our blends. Which one are you doing? Pretty good, right?
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Thanks. I'll hear every episode for
I'm marrying the stash.
Okay.
Nice.
Ooh, shit fuck.
Everything else is really just close. I mean,
pick one, make it interesting.
Nobody sucks.
Yeah, Kurt, you kind of suck.
You're killing Kurt.
Dude, fuck you, man.
You're killing Kurt.
My deer do not like radishes. I've literally
he killed you.
Everything that we've tested and that's just the weird thing.
Kurt? You know how I chose my blend?
Why is that?
Of what Mark Drury recommended I plant.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
you fucking dick bags.
Yeah, I didn't get any help with mine.
Hey, no, listen. Hey, no. I didn't ask him, hey, what should I put in my blend? I went off past conversations of talking to Mark what I should plant on my own farm.
So you did ask him what you should plant on your farm?
Yeah. Last year?
All right, so Kurt's dead.
Still Kurt's dead, and obviously so is Mark Drury.
I texted bitch.
Kurt's so I just dead. Buried
Kurt sounds like
Mark
I'm
Drury.
Pretty much the only one that didn't get married.
We're happily married.
We're happily married. We got two kids.
I'm dead.
Kurt's dead.
Ross.
He's getting fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid.
He's a good looking Ross. Dude.
Okay, yeah. Moving
get
on.
Get beard on him.
I'm going to spice you up with another one.
All right.
You got to answer this straight up, too.
Straight. Right at you.
Same question. Tiffany Lukoski, Melissa Bachman.
Oh,
God, I know all.
What was this? We used to do this all the time.
Yeah, in the early days.
Who was the third one?
And Eva Shockey. Did I already say her?
No.
No.
Mm, that's an interesting trio.
Dude, I am sorry, girls. I know. Yeah.
He's got put in the hot seat so
Eva,
hard.
Eva, you're marrying Eva. Everyone wants to take Eva. I mean, everyone would literally want to take all
she
of them.
She can meet your mom.
Yeah, all of them.
I love that you're actually them. Answering these. Yeah, already.
100%. Yeah.
You could have literally said, hey, piss off, and we would have moved on.
Oh, man.
No, he's texting I'm not, Lee right now, but like, hey,
I'm
man, just so you know.
Like, so
you
sorry.
Don't listen
don't
to
answer,
this.
Don't answer, don't
I'm not.
You're cutting your own dick off here.
Yeah. So, because I actually talked to Melissa. She's like, hey, I don't have a feed. Where was she at? Where were we see her?
Illinois. Melissa's awesome, dude.
At Illinois.
They're
she
awesome,
is a
actually.
Hard working girl.
Yeah.
Like,
she's
literally. Like, there's a lot of people in the industry who be like, oh, she's just a girl.
Did I ever tell you the story about my brother-in-law and Melissa Bachman?
Absolutely out hunt all of us.
I told Joe, have I ever told you the story about my brother-in-law?
No.
So I got to tell the story real quick while we're on the topic, because Melissa's badass. She is badass.
She's awesome.
So my brother-in-law, Jake, Todd, you met Jake. Jake is how I met my wife back in the day when we were like 14. So we take Jake to a trade show in Nebraska. Just like, hey, come along, hang out with this party. We're gonna
doesn't hunt.
Doesn't hunt at all. He coyote hunts a little bit, but like doesn't hunt. Doesn't know the hunting industry. But Jake is like a fun dude. Like just
good time to have around.
Loud, yeah. Long hair, kind of like a pretty boy a little bit. You know,
but so fun.
But fun. He's with us. Melissa walks up and we're like, hey, what's up, Melissa? Because we've had her on the podcast a handful of times. Jake, no idea who she is. Right away, you know, we're all drinking beers in the booth. Damn, you are sexy. Right to her face. Just right to her face. Like, just hitting on her cold-bloodedly, not giving
not even
a
knowing.
Fuck. And I'm like, oh, dude, how is this going to shake out? And Melissa is just such a gangster. She's like, you're so sweet. Thank you.
You know, like, it was funnier than
yeah,
shit.
And just smiled, and Jake just smiled back, and I'm like, yeah, and then just got, okay, all right, guys, see you
and
later.
And then you guys all pull your phone out and be like,
I'm like, Jake, you just hit on the baddest hunter, female hunter on the planet.
Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
It made it all even better.
So know? I tell my wife that night, and she's like, oh, my God, I love it. Like, it's just so Jake that it's hilarious. But
yeah, all three of the girls are that.
I know. I just wanted to get
that.
You in some
nope,
trouble.
Nope. Not going to answer any.
You just stir the pot.
We are excited about the BYOB as much as we've been having fun with it. That's the point of this. Having fun with it.
Yep. Exactly.
And I still think we need an ice cream truck to roll into those shows, and Doug can wear that, like, the little pointy hat and, you know, sell BYOB right out of there. Build your own blend right there in the show.
So are we going to have a competition like pull sells tab. The most blends?
Man, what I'd like to see come out of this is when people are buying you guys specific blends, I want to see progress reports.
Mm.
Like within the Facebook group and everything, be like, this is the one I bought. This is what I think. Eric doesn't know shit about fuck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I mean,
trail cam pictures, growth
right,
updates.
Yeah, let's document it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, it's fun.
And, you know, I mean, if one of these or... You know, not just you guys mixes here, but talk about, hey, this is what I put together. I mean, it might be to the point where we put it in a bag.
Mm-hmm. Put my face on it?
No.
We would.
No.
I want to sell things.
We would.
I'd be selling more than you could ever make. So
I still got to get the pineapple tattoo.
Todd, what blend would you pick out of all of ours if you had to pick one? It can go off names alone.
You got a sheet there?
Yep.
Todd, this is a real question. Todd is now respected as a big buck hunter in the WCB community after like one episode. So here we go. Todd's gonna
okay. I appreciate that. I'm a big fan of late season stuff, so
ooh.
I'm kind of looking at this Hayman Haven And there's you know, the turnip rape chicory. Well, the turnip and rape is going to look good in the late season, but you got that chicory and crimson clover for a little bit earlier. It might give you the full season draw, and I kind of like that. I'm not against it. One question I have for you guys, though, is...
Thanks, Daryl.
Are you going to give the like recommended planting dates for each of these blends for the people? Like,
yeah, we'll have it.
Okay, and these mixes are already determined as far as what ratios. Percentage of the bag is getting, you know, so much rape, so much turnip,
all
that stuff.
They'll come in one-pound bags.
Yeah.
So you mix it. Just throw it in the broadcaster yourself. And, you know, we're going to give the overall acreage... The coverage is on there.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a rough estimate, really.
Yeah, no, perfect. I think that's what I'm going with.
Wow.
First vote for Eric.
Who would have thought that Daryl would have picked you the best blend?
It's amazing.
What a shocker.
It's amazing. What a fucking shocker.
Although I don't think you can go wrong with any of them.
No. I mean, everything there is going to give you forage and winter bowls.
Thanks, Daryl.
I'm just using my resources, you assholes.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I was with you.
If you were a teacher, would you give him a passing grade? He cheated.
No, he didn't.
I did not cheat.
He used his resources.
But he did understand the assignment.
Doug cheated. He didn't do anything. Joe picked Doug's.
The point was cheating. To pick our own blends for the people.
Yeah, I mean, I really.
And Daryl picked his blend. Eric?
Honestly, yes, I'm going to pass him. But I'm disappointed because I wanted this to be an extension of you guys. Honestly.
Thank you, Joe. You failed.
I really wanted it to be
like... I don't
like,
know why I'm getting so much shade when Doug didn't even pick his blend.
Eric, we're very disappointed.
Joe literally said on this podcast, I picked Doug's blend for him.
Eric, I can't believe what you have done.
You know what? Well,
but the thing is...
Fuck all you guys. I'm out of here.
It's blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
And fuck you, Doug. Actually.
I did nothing wrong.
Yeah, that's true. I would love to see your blend just be nothing but rape.
Well, you can't have that.
Nope.
He's just getting another drink is all Eric's doing. All right.
Getting everybody.
Well, honestly, though, your guys' blend isn't even on here. Because I going to the shows and doing the shows with you guys teamed up in the booth.
Yeah.
I sell more Buck Brunch in Illinois and, well, Illinois, Bloomington and...
Peoria.
It was like, these guys told me to get Buck Brunch.
Buck Brunch is what we talk about.
Whenever anybody comes up to me, I'm a Buck Brunch guy, man. I love that blend.
It is.
And it's the first blend we ever came out with, and it's so simple.
Yeah.
And it produces.
It's simple.
It works.
It is the working class. It is literally.
It's
going to
grow in the back of your truck.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean,
tell people to grow in your ass crack.
Yep.
All right.
You got a lot of moisture in there?
It will.
It'll grow anywhere. That's my point I'm trying to get across.
Do you know from experience?
Getting serious a little bit, all this is very exciting for Big Time and us. And Joe, we appreciate you allowing us to do this on your website because the way we look at it, we're a small fraction of the Big Time family. And we're just proud that we're like the ones that get to fly this BYOB custom blend, I don't know, venture that we're doing. So we appreciate that a ton, man.
It's super exciting. And honestly, when we sat down and thought about it, like, it just made sense to have you guys on this.
Well,
we appreciate it.
Making feeding deer cool for the first time in the industry. And Joe, you're killing it. We appreciate it. The whole Big Time crew is fucking amazing. We've never met a bad person that works for Big Time. So we thank you guys for the great partnership and the opportunities. And really, a lot of the deer we've killed since we've been partnered are because of Big Time. My biggest buck, I will say, was killed in part of Big Time. Legitimate.
I appreciate it.
It was.
Someday, that man over there will be able to say that.
Frank.
Whiskey Dick. Frank's going to be able to be like, Whiskey Dick died.
The gatekeeper of black guys in our industry. Is that right, Frank?
Got it, bro.
I do have one question for you since this went way off the rails. Uh-huh. When we hunt together now, can we just call it the Adventures of Black Man and Robin?
Sounds good.
I'll be Robin.
Hell yeah.
I'll be Robin.
Damn. I'm jealous. I'm jealous of that.
You guys are a duo,
Frank.
I mean, honestly, man, I appreciate your friendship. Frank and I have had a blast this year chasing this buck, even though he's kicking our ass. We're trying to figure him out.
Whiskey Dick is one of them deer?
Whiskey Dick is the deer.
Oh, he's the
deer. I mean, honestly, the first night that we hunted together, we were sitting in that blind. We had a blast, and this massive 8-point came out. We think we had another buck on the other side of the field, and they cleared. Yeah. But watching this man get so excited, I mean, he's like he's getting ready. He's fired up. He's like, can I shoot that deer? I'm like, dude, your reaction right there is what I'm here for. Like, absolutely.
Let's do it.
Yeah. But no, you can't shoot.
Let's go.
Mid-draw. Just kidding.
And about that time, a squirrel came in. Yeah. Whoa. Are we going back there? Easy. Are we going back to the squirrel?
No, easy, Frank. No, Frank.
Easy, Frank. Easy.
But no. Don't even think about the squirrel. We know what happened last time.
The friendships that we have, that's what we're all about. Nick, I can't thank you enough for everything you do for us. I mean, Nick Ingles is the most humble person that I know. Literally everyone knows him, and he is so low-key, it's stupid. He does so much testing for us in Illinois on the food plots and everything. Everything that we're coming out with has been planted on his farms as well as ours.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to get different areas and everything. Mm-hmm. Plays a major key, and he's one of my best friends, and I appreciate all you guys.
And you can meet Nick at a lot of trade shows.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Come talk to Nick.
I always get that, who are you? What
now
do you do?
Now you know.
What did you do?
What?
Now you know.
I don't get it.
Listen,
how do you know?
Going back to the trade shows, that's party blocks, man. We're gonna have some party blocks. Again, reminder, because I know if you're working, shout out to you. If you're listening in your free time, drink some beer along with us on these episodes. But Indiana, well, ATA, we'll all be at ATA. The Indianapolis Deer Turkey Waterfowl Expo last week in February. It's a 4-day show: Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're doing 2 live podcasts this year. So we're probably going to do 1 Big Ten related. We'll have to pick another topic. I have to do that like ASAP. And then what do we got next? After Indianapolis, we have the Iowa Deer Classic, first weekend of March. And then after that, we head to the Ohio Deer Classic, Columbus, Ohio. Then we have a weekend off.
And then Wisconsin.
Oh, no, we go to Wisconsin. Then we have the Illinois Deer Classic. Wisconsin's at the Kalahari, Wisconsin Dells. Then Illinois Deer Classic, Peoria, Illinois at the Civic Center. And I think at all of those shows, we're going to be booth neighbors, all 3 of us. And then in August, we're going to do our best to attend Deer Fest in West Bend, Wisconsin. We're going to try to do a gangbang you up on another 3-way. What's up? We're going to have some fun. That's right. So we're having an old fashioned bar at the Deer Fest.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
So we're going to have a Lord's old fashioned bar at Deer Fest, West Bend, Wisconsin. That's the goals. Come on by and.
Is Deer and Beer on again?
Deer and Beer, late August. Yep, we're doing that for sure.
We're going to have a party again?
Oh, hey, the shoot. June. Shoot. I have the date set up. Working class bow hunter shoot as of right now is on...
June 10th.
I think that's right. June 10th.
Thank you for not having on my daughter's birthday this year.
Well,
I'm not making any promises, but it's possible this year.
We're going to do
the pop-up.
Here's what I want to do.
Oh.
Fucking make that happen. Damn it. You said on the podcast it's got to happen now.
I said.
You did you say it.
Yeah, I said it's possible.
You said it's going to happen. the after party, we should do a big time Novix after party.
Okay.
Come in, bro.
Okay. Yeah.
Done.
So the shoot's always brought to you by Big Time. The after party can be brought to you by Big Time and Novix.
And Novix, yeah. I'll talk to them. You know who I got to talk.
We'll have drinking competitions. You have to sit in Novik stands when you do it.
He's
the harness on, too.
You can fall and break your neck. It'll be fine.
Anyway, we're not liable.
We're messing around. All right, anything you guys want to add?
Nope.
This was fun.
Thanks, Joe.
Good. Join my team.
Thanks, fellas.
Yep. BYOB. Thanks for having
us. Kurt's Cocktail. Come get you some.
I guess we should say that'll be available in, like, March.
Oh. Yeah. That's fair. Right when you want to start thinking about it.
Yeah, save
some money. We'll be pushing it.
Trade show season, man. We'll be hustling that.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate you a ton.
Thank you, boys.
You know what to do? Go shoot your bow. Love you guys. Thanks for putting up with us. Later.